hook up the mules.
Okay. And when you're driving a horse, what do you hold in your hands?
Lines.
And if you're riding a horse, what do you guide him with?
Oh.
Did you ride?
Mm-hmm.
How'd you say that?
Used to. The reins. Okay. Is that what it's called?
That's one of the words they have here, yes ma'am. And what do you put your feet in when you're riding horseback?
Step.
And if you have two horses plowing or to a wagon, did you have a different word for the horse on the right or the horse on the left, do you remember?
Mm-hmm.
How did you call them?
I don't remember the names, but they... I had different.
No, I
don't understand.
What I'm trying to ask is if the one that walks in the furrow and the one that walks out, did you talk about a certain name for that horse? Or you just called the horses by the names like Joe and Tom or whatever?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. I was wondering if you'd ever say the lead horse or the nigh horse or anything like that. No? Okay. If something is not right near at hand, you might say, well, it's just a little way
down there.
Okay. Or if you've been traveling and have not finished your journey and you, we're going to keep on something before dark, how would you say that? You might say that you had a to go before dark.
Let's see, I have to.
You might say, well, I've got to be hurrying along. I've got a
urge to go on before dark.
Okay. But I want to know the way that you would tell me that you still have a good distance to travel. You might say, well, I don't have time to stop to talk because I have a something to go before dark.
A long trip.
Okay. And if something, suppose I ask you about something and you say, well, that's not hard to find at all. You can find that just about it's, you don't have to look in any special place. You say, oh, you can just find that most
anywhere?
Okay. And if somebody slipped on the ice, you were standing and he fell like this, you would say he fell how?
Backwards.
And if he fell this way, he fell?
Forward.
Okay, how's that?
Forward.
Okay. And if somebody went fishing and didn't have any luck at all, and somebody would say, did you catch any? And you might say, no, a one. What?
Not a one.
Okay. And if the teacher is scolding a boy in school and he wants to say he's completely innocent, he might say, why is she blaming me? Anything wrong? I
haven't done anything wrong.
Okay. And if somebody breaks something of yours and you want to tell them that you're not really fond of it and they're apologizing, you might say, oh, that's all right. I didn't like it.
Anyway.
Okay. And if a child were crying and upset, somebody else was eating candy and he didn't have any, you might say, well, he was eating candy and he didn't give me
any.
Okay. Oh, how would you talk about